pull up a chair and tell me your memory. Why does it matter to you? I want to hear your story, your point of view. Tell me what happened to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Tell Me What Happened, the podcast that features folks from all walks of life, telling us one true childhood story and how that event, that experience, has impacted who they are as an adult. I'm your host, Jay Rehack, and like you, I've had my share of childhood experiences. Some of them fun, some of them not so great, actually. But I'd always like to think that everything that's ever happened to me has made me a better person. Now, people who know me know that's probably not true, but that's what I like to think. Today, I have as my guest, J.S. Puller. J.S. is a playwright and the author of two middle grade novels, Captain Superlative and The Lost Things Club. I'd also like to add that I met Jessica, which is to say J.S., through the Playground Writers Group in Chicago. It's sort of got a national organization in various cities, but I met her in Chicago, and I believe that's where she's based. So welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me, Jay. It is always exciting to work with other members of the Playground Writing Pool.
It is cool. You know, I it's not really part of the story, but we both write a lot of plays, and you write short plays, and I know one of your plays is actually going to be done at Theater Wit in March, I believe.
Yes, March 16th.
March 16th. Very cool. Theater Wit's in Chicago. If you live in Chicago, stop by. I forget the name of it. What's the name of it?
The play is Scheherazade's Voice.
Oh, yes. It's a bedtime story.
It is. It is the bedtime story prompt. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, Jessica, are you ready to tell your story?
I am absolutely ready to tell my story.
All right. I'm going to get out of the way. And at the end, I'm going to ask you how it's impacted who you are as an adult. But for right now, take it away, Jessica.
Well, I have a lot of tragic stories in my childhood past, and I've decided not to tell any of them because I feel like we need to put some positivity and some joy into the world. So I am going to tell you a happy story. The first thing that you need to know about me is I have always, always been in love with the theater. I have always, always wanted to be involved with the theater. I have not always wanted to be a playwright. I started very young, absolutely determined to be an actor. I was committed to this pretty much from fourth grade onwards. There was just nothing else. I was very myopic about it. So I did theater classes, and I went to see plays, and I did theater summer camp. Specifically, I attended Summer on Stage, a theater camp that was based out of Highland Park, Illinois. I attended for 4 years, and because I could not sing and was a lousy dancer, I usually was not cast in very large, very substantial roles. But my third year, we did a play called Out of Orbit, which was about the planets all being knocked out of orbit and a bunch of astronauts having to travel from planet to planet, meeting all sorts of strange creatures in their attempt to solve the mystery and get everything sort of back the way it was supposed to be. And that year, I was cast as Han Solo. Now, I grew up in a Trekkie household, so the name Han Solo meant nothing to me. I knew plenty about Captain Picard. I knew Captain Janeway. I knew Spock. I knew Odo. These were all my childhood friends. But I knew nothing about Star Wars. I had seen the Star Wars videos from time to time at the local Blockbuster, but they always kind of scared me because the covers had Darth Vader and had a stormtrooper and had Yoda, and they were all just kind of creepy, freaky creatures, so I never went near them. But since I was going to be an actress, I knew I wanted to be the best I could be, which meant I needed to do character research. So I convinced my mother to take me to Blockbuster, and we rented the three original Star Wars movies. And I watched them back to back to back and absolutely had a ball. They weren't scary. I was sure they would be scary. These stories were fun and exciting and funny, and I loved the characters, including, of course, Han Solo. And thanks to my research, I felt I had a really good handle on him to really enhance my performance in a 3-minute scene in a camp play. You know, I reached deep and I found backstory justifications for everything I did. Now, in retrospect, I understand that the camp directors just needed a 3-minute fight choreography musical number, which had a bunch of kids running around dressed up as Star Wars characters, you know, pretending to beat the snot out of each other. But I decided I needed to give it justification. Why was Han Solo fighting this particular stormtrooper? Why did Han Solo suddenly have a lightsaber? Why was Han Solo turning on one of his allies? You know, the answers are really because those are the characters I was paired up with to fight. But I went deep. I created backstory. I created drama. I was so proud of myself. And when it was over, I discovered I was still thinking about Star Wars all the time. I started thinking, you know, what would happen if Han Solo did this? What would happen if Luke Skywalker did that? What would happen if this character were introduced? What would happen if there were crossovers with Star Trek? And thus, I began my journey of becoming a fan fiction writer. Now, I will put this out here in case anyone from Lucasfilm is listening in on this right now. I have never published any Star Wars fiction of any kind. I have every story that I wrote was handwritten. But I slowly began to develop my own quote-unquote Star Wars television series. It took place between episodes. Well, I guess it took place roughly between when they rescued Han Solo from Jabba the Hutt's palace and then the rest of Return of the Jedi. And over the course of, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years, I developed over 100 episodes. I called them episodes that featured the cast of Star Wars along with some of my own original characters. And I very detailed wrote out the episodes, and then I wrote an episode guide. And the episode guide came with trivia about each episode, such as this is the first appearance of this character, or this episode referenced this previous encounter. I just got completely obsessed with writing my own stories, and that naturally became sort of the gateway drug I needed to start discovering and contributing to fan fiction forums online. And this, I moved out of Star Wars and into other canons. You know, there is terrible, terrible Legend of Zelda fan fiction out there because of me. And from there, I gradually started to write original stories. When I was in college, I discovered playwriting and basically said goodbye to acting and never looked back. And since then, I have been developing story after story, and none of this would have happened if I hadn't been cast as Han Solo in a camp play, if I hadn't been so determined to be appropriately researched for the role, if my mother hadn't taken me to Blockbuster. So although I still remain a Trekkie to this day, I credit Star Wars with turning me into the writer that I am and the writer that I hope to be. And Jay, that is my story.
That's a great story in the sense that there's definitely a beginning to that writing career that's very clear. I have a daughter who was heavy into Harry Potter fan fiction. She's a bit of a writer herself. And so I understand where it came from. But I was going to ask you my follow-up question, which is always the same, which is, you know, how has it impacted your life as an adult? But you've sort of already explained that. But maybe take a minute and just break down the books that you actually have written that are published versus, I mean, I understand that I don't think Lucasfilm is going to come after you, but like you said, you didn't actually publish those 100 series that you wrote. So maybe just tell us a little bit about your career now, unless there's something else you want to tell us about how it's impacted your life.
Well, I will first say, if Lucasfilm is listening, I would love to develop a TV series with you. And I already have the beginnings of a series Bible in my head, so please, please reach out. The stories that I have published, I have 2 published stories and several more that my agent is currently shopping around. My firstborn is Captain Superlative, which came out in 2018. And that is a middle grade story. It's sort of an adaptation of Don Quixote for teenage girls. It's about a seventh grader who shows up in middle school one day, dressed up as a superhero, declares she's a superhero, and starts going around performing random acts of kindness and standing up to bullies. And then my second born, my poor pandemic baby from 2021 is The Lost Things Club, which is set in a Chicago neighborhood and sort of deals with how kids sort out trauma after surviving a school shooting, mm-hmm. and how they use theater and puppetry and imagination and storytelling to address their emotions and sort of come out of the horrible malaise that has fallen over them after such a terrible event. And both books, you know, were largely inspired by things that I have witnessed kids today going through. You know, back in the day, my biggest concern was playing Han Solo correctly. Now kids have to deal with trauma beyond anything that I was bullied. I was definitely bullied as a kid, but what's happening to kids today is so much more extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that you were bullied, but I'm glad that as a consequence, you're writing novels or books that in some ways may assist other people in understanding that that's not right or whatever else. I was a school teacher for 36 years, so I have a sense of what kids go through, a sense. You know, I mean, my childhood was definitely easier than what I think these kids have today, but the fact that you're writing these things, do you think that your childhood experiences have impacted your writing directly? I mean, you think that what I'm saying, like, besides Han Solo, I'm talking about, yeah, being bullied, I guess. But I'm sorry that happened to you, but did that impact your writing, you think?
Oh, absolutely. And both consciously and unconsciously. You know, I had one particular kid who picked on me all throughout my childhood. And I didn't realize until well after the fact that I had written her into Captain Superlative, that she was the bully. I just thought I was writing an original, brand new character. But looking back, I realized, oh, no, that's definitely my trauma speaking there.
Wow. Well, Jessica, thank you very much for sharing your story. I look forward to reading some of your work, actually. I've not read Captain Superlative, or I forget the other one's called
The Lost Things Club.
The Lost Things Club. But I will definitely, are they available on Amazon or somewhere that I can get
them? They are available at Amazon, any independent bookstore. You can also get them at the Chicago Public Library.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of women and children books, which is around the corner. I'm going to ask them.
Oh, I love women and children at first. They're the best.
Yeah, so I'll ask them if they got it, and I'll get the first one anyway and maybe get the second one too. But I like to read one at a time, so we shall see. But very cool. So what's the next book you're working on? Do you have another book that you're working on, or just working with the plays these days?
I am chronically working on a book. Right now, my agent is trying to shop around a young adult coming-of-age story about a girl who goes on a very dramatic road trip with her father. We haven't quite found anyone who wants to read it yet, but it is early days.
Very impressive. Well, thank you for coming on the show, Jessica.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
All right. Well, that's our show. Thank you again to J.S. Puller, the author. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Sidelining Publishing, publishers of quality books, and publishers currently of 10x10 Black Hole Chess, a game that pawn e4 does not work. You cannot use that as your opening. Check out blackholechess.com for more information about the game. So until next time, this is Jay Rehak asking you all to please stay safe out there and try not to hurt anybody.